Welcome back to Hot Mess Help Desk, where your campus counselors get real about the messy parts of life.
I'm Lainey Kay.
And I'm Maya Ice. Today we're tackling the million-dollar question, who even am I?
That's right, identity and belonging. Whether it's figuring out your major, your values, your cultural background, or your friend group, college can feel like one long identity crisis. So today's check-in question, if you had to describe yourself with a made-up job title, what would it be? Like professional procrastinator or snack enthusiast in chief?
So yeah, mine would be recovering people pleaser with a minor in meme studies.
Oh my goodness. I'd go with chief overthinker and side hustler dreamer. Oh boy.
All righty, let's get into it, folks. Identity is layered like onions or ogres. This episode is actually an ode to Shrek.
Onions have layers, ogres have layers.
Do you get it? So yeah, there's who you've been, there's who you've been told you are, who you think you're supposed to be, who you're actually becoming. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a lot to digest and to
just swim through.
Swim through. That is the motion I made trying to think of the word.
It's like swimming through Jell-O, right? And in college, all of that can feel like it's colliding. You're meeting new people. There's a lot of diversity, thank goodness. Maybe you've moved away from home and you're questioning your old beliefs. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. So here's a little counselor tip. It's okay if your identity feels under construction. Growth means experimenting, trying things, listening to other perspectives, and sometimes realizing, that's not me after all.
Right. Belonging is a huge piece. Humans are wired to want connection, that social connection. It means survival, right? If you're alone in the wilderness, you're less likely to survive. If you got a big group of people, right, we're more likely to survive. We are looking for that connection, and forcing yourself into spaces that you don't fit into can make you actually feel lonelier than being alone. That's not to say, like Maya said, go experiment, right? Go try new things, but do not force that yourself to fit into environments or in friend groups that maybe it doesn't feel good for you, right? If you have different values than other people, that's okay.
Yeah, but people can tell when you're not being true to yourself. And you can do it, like, you notice when people are being a little, like, can't quite put my finger on it, but, like, maybe they're trying too hard, or I don't know, I just can't quite put my finger on it, but something's off about this one. And it's probably because they're trying too hard to fit in or, you know, align with your views and values, and that's not always good, because then you're denying a part of yourself that is true. So
yes.
So finding one or two authentic connections. I know some people like a big group of friends, some people like a smaller group. Mm-hmm. Either one is fine. It depends on what you value. Mm-hmm. But having one or two authentic connections, people who really, really get you and you get them, can make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. People that fill up your cup, like we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. Quality. Definitely. Yeah. These quality friendships really beat the quantity of friendships. Mm-hmm. Get that quality friendship.
There you go, Maya. Pop off. Listen, you absolutely know when somebody is sitting there and maybe just kind of regurgitating what you are saying, and it feels very, like, it doesn't feel good. You're like, they're not being authentic to themselves, and it just kind of creates some tension in the room. We talk about identity a lot in the therapy room, especially with college students, of course. I want to mention something I think I've already mentioned before, but I started asking clients, hey, when did you, the group of friends that you have now, when did you make that friend group? When did you meet these people? It is usually, typically, the answer that I get is like the end of sophomore year into junior year, right? It's later on in the college experience. And I think it's because freshmen are trying to find their footing, trying to figure out what they like, what they don't like, which is absolutely acceptable, right? It is a process. Who you are now doesn't have to be who you'll be forever. Mm-hmm. And one way that you can maybe reflect on the things that are important to you is by doing a values questionnaire. And we do this in sessions sometimes where I hand a client, like, 40 or 50 different values that people have. And there's more than that, trust. There's more than that, mm-hmm. right? But like, it could be friendship. It could be community. It could be spirituality. I have clients pick 10. I'm like, read through the list, circle 10. And they're like, cool, here's my 10. And I'm like, cool. Now cross out 5 and just have 5. Like, leave yourself with just 5. And then I have them typically put that in priority. Like, what's their top priority all the way down? And then I even do it further. I do 3 and then I do 1. The point of this is to reflect on your values, the things that are actually important to you, and then take a reflection on what you're doing your day to day. If spirituality is important to you and you're not incorporating that into your weekly life, then you probably don't feel super good, right? If community is important to you, if your family is important to you, and maybe you're only calling them once every 2 weeks, it probably doesn't feel good for you. So that is a good way to reflect on what is important to you while you're figuring out who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. And can these values change throughout your life?
Maya, gosh, you're so smart. Yes, they absolutely change, right? So in college, what do you think you prioritize in college?
Oh,
values.
Not my academic.
I'm sure that's relatable to a lot. That is relatable, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. A lot of college students are like, I got here and I'm trying to socialize. I'm trying to join all these clubs. I'm trying to figure out who I am. That's okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. What were my values when I was 18? Like having fun, making those social connections. I was like, I'm not going to make it if I don't have a social group because I know that I need friends to talk to and I appreciate their perspectives when I'm like, I don't know what to do about this. I appreciate a number of perspectives. So people with different perspectives, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So making those connections and making a community for myself because I knew that's what I needed.
Right.
But now I still value that as well. But now I prioritize like growth and working on myself and being the best person I can be before I, you know, bring in my own family and create that and working on like my relationship with my husband and making sure that's all good before we bring more people into the world.
Yes. So good example, right? So like maybe at first you prioritize when you're 18, you prioritize social groups, social connections. And now at your, what do you say? Big age.
My big age.
Ridiculous to me. You are prioritizing yourself, your own personal growth, and with the idea in mind of like family. And something I'll just mention, if you are interested in you know, looking at your own values and identifying them, just reach out to one of us and we can send over that list of values and kind of that worksheet and you can go through it on your own. And it might make you, I don't know, sometimes it's surprising to people. They're like, wow, adventure is really important to me. And I'm like, what does adventure mean for you? And they're like, oh, going hiking or going on long car drives. And I'm like, when's the last time you did that? You know, obviously there's some limitations with college students and finances, but how else can we do that? Okay. Question, Maya. Have you ever been in class, you know, in undergrad or your graduate and thought everyone else totally gets this and I am just faking it? Like, how does everybody else get this?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And guess what? That's imposter syndrome, making you question your abilities when you're actually doing just fine.
Yep. It's that sneaky feeling that you don't belong, even when you've earned your spot.
Yep. Because you applied here just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. You did all the same steps. So you all did the same stuff to get here. So why did they deserve it more than you? Why do you deserve it less than them? So let's be honest. Most people feel that way at some point in college or even in adult life.
Oh,
yeah. Their job. And they just don't say it out loud. People don't like to admit, you know, oh, my gosh, I feel like I can't do this. That's not a fun thing to admit. Yeah. So and it's not talked about very often, but there's a lot of that.
Right.
Actually.
Right. Yes. And I guess just like anything else is it's that like negative self-talk we have. You don't belong here. You're, you know, worthless. Those kinds of automatic thoughts, you know, stemming from core beliefs. We've already talked about this.
Yep.
So just combating that thought sometimes with evidence like Maya just did. Did you apply for this college, this university? Yeah. Right. Did they? It's the same application process for everybody. Right.
Yep.
They chose you. Congratulations.
Yay.
You belong here. Your journey, your path may look a little bit different than others, and that's okay. Going back to, you know, diversity and differences in values and who we are as people. We all are different, thank goodness, right? Mm-hmm. Because if we were all the same and this was one big echo chamber, it would be so boring.
Boring, snooze fest.
Right. I want people to challenge my beliefs. I want people to challenge what I think about the world. I might get defensive at first, right? I might get, you know, we all do that, mm-hmm. right? We want to defend our beliefs and our values, but it helps us grow as a person. It mm-hmm. increases our comfort zone, right? Our comfort yeah. zone is very small at first. And then as we experience new things, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Yep. And we are well-rounded adults because yep. of it.
So. You grow through discomfort. When you're uncomfortable, that's when the growing happens. You're like,
yep,
we got to make a change because something's off here.
Yeah.
So because I'm uncomfortable. But that's where I just told a friend, like, grow through the discomfort. All right. Myth versus fact, people. Welcome back. Oh my gosh. Okay, by college graduation, you should have your whole identity figured out.
Okay, so like we talked about, identity keeps evolving throughout your life. Your 30-year-old self might look back and laugh at your 20-year-old self. It most certainly will. I can mm-hmm. tell you that right now. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. You will reflect on yourself at like, even like now at your ages of like 18, 19, 20. Think about when you're 15.
Oof.
14, 12, do you do a little giggle? Like, for mm-hmm. sure.
mm-hmm. And for my Swifties out there, our Lord and Savior Taylor Swift once said, "How can you know everything at 18 and nothing at 22? Ooh, when she said that, I said, oh, clocked. She got me good on that one. All right, our second myth. Belonging means fitting in everywhere.
Belonging is about being accepted as you are. That is fact. Not shrinking yourself to match the room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Be who you are, people.
Uh-huh. So the self-care spotlight for this week is try journaling or even some voice notes with the prompt, what parts of myself feel most true right now? No judgment, just noticing.
Mm. Or if journaling isn't your thing, try making a belonging map. So that's where you draw circles for the places or people where you feel most like yourself. Mm-hmm. That's where your energy is best invested. Go where you feel most like yourself.
Yes. And if you wanted to, the self-care spotlight could also be the values activity mm-hmm. that we talked about. We'll send it your way. Okay, that's it for Who Even Am I? An Ode to Shrek.
Remember, you don't need all the answers right now. Your identity is allowed to grow and shift, just like you.
Next time, we'll be tackling reaching out for help, because even the most put-together people, you know, they've asked for help.
This is Hot Mess Help Desk.
Two counselors.
Total hot messes.
Here to help you thrive.
Before we go, a quick reminder. You don't have to handle everything on your own.
If you're a student here at UE, you can connect with us at the Counseling Center. Just call 812-488-2663. Email counselingservices@evansville.edu or stop by during office hours.
If you're not on our campus, check in with your school's counseling center or a local provider for support.
And if you ever feel like you're in immediate danger or are having thoughts of harming yourself or others, please call public safety to get in contact with a UE counselor or call 911 right away.
You can also dial 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It's available 24/7 anywhere in the U.S.
You're not alone, and reaching out takes courage.
This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.